and Marcella Shepard. I'm Kyle LaRue. Stick around. More on the line with pianist Christian Sands. Right now, we get back inside this week's countdown. We're up to the number five position where we find Allentown, Pennsylvania native, trumpeter and flugelhornist Rick Braun. He's up next. A man with over 20 number one smooth jazz hits and collaborations under his belt with some of the best in contemporary jazz, including Norman Brown, Brian Culbertson, Boney James, Kirk Whalum, Dave Koz, Peter White, among many others. He's also made a mark working with artists from the pop world like Tom Petty and Rod Stewart. Hey, you know, in fact, it was with the group REO Speedwagon is where he made a name doing songwriting and scoring a big hit with the band before venturing into contemporary jazz and releasing his first solo project. Now, it's on his latest release where Rick puts his multifaceted ability on display, combining original material with clever takes on current popular tunes from the likes of Charlie Puth and Selena Gomez, Alicia Keys, and Coldplay. You'll find this album on the Shaughnessy recording label. It's from trumpeter, flugelhornist Rick Braun. CD's called Around the Horn, and it comes in at number five this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Flugelhornist Rick Braun, his latest release for the Shaughnessy label is called Around the Horn, holding steady in that number five spot this week right here on our survey. And as we move along, you know what? There's just something so sweet about the sound of the vibraphone, the melodic, harmonic nature of the instrument itself, especially when matched with other jazz instruments, sometimes just creates the perfect listening experience. Now, legendary players like Lionel Hampton and Gary Burton set the tone for command of the instrument early on. Steve Nelson made a big splash as a newcomer in the jazz polls at the end of the 1980s, just as the vibes began to reemerge as one of jazz's favorite instruments. Now, ever since, Nelson has firmly established himself as a leader of small ensembles, and he truly showcases his personal voice on the instrument. Such is the case on his latest album, on which Nelson leads a quartet featuring pianist Danny Grissett, bassist Peter Washington, and drummer Lewis Nash. Nelson has put together a set list here that serves as a tribute to the late Mulgrew Miller, a piano legend with whom Nelson enjoyed a long and fruitful musical collaboration and friendship. The CD's called Brothers Under the Sun. It's vibist Steve Nelson with his latest release for the High Note label coming in at number 4 this week right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Slipping a couple of notches to take this week's number 4 spot, the latest from vibraphonist Steve Nelson. In tribute to late pianist Mulgrew Miller, Steve Nelson's latest is called Brothers Under the Sun. You'll find it on the High Note label and in the number 4 spot this week here on our survey. Now, don't forget, we've got even more ways for you to listen to the Cool Jazz Countdown on demand. You can check us out on Stitcher Radio, on the web at Stitcher.com. or on the Stitcher app for your iPhone or Android device. And of course, you can always subscribe to The Countdown on iTunes, on Google Play Music, or download the podcast anytime at your convenience at countdown.podomatic.com. Now, as both a soloist and as one third of the supergroup BWB, guitarist Norman Brown has remained one of the most prolific players in the game for the past 2.5 decades. His latest release marks his 9th full-length outing as a solo artist. as a Norman Brown fan personally, and at the risk of repeating myself, you know, there's a little more than just music at work on this new CD, if you ask me. We get a glimpse into the inner being of a man who is deeply reflective and philosophical when it comes to life and all it offers. Norman Brown's BWB bandmates, Kirk Whalum and Rick Braun, as well as famed R&B slash gospel crossover ensemble, The Sounds of Blackness, vocalist Shante Moore and saxophonist Marion Meadows are all featured here on a special project that Norman Brown calls an all-time favorite of his. You'll find it on Shonicky Records. It's called Let It Go. Norman Brown, his latest for Shonicky, Let It Go, coming in at number 3 this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Messages in the music, to be sure. Sounds so good. Guitarist Norman Brown, his latest for the Shonicky label, is called Let It Go. And that comes in at number 3 this week here on this week's survey.
Good stuff, brother. Gotta love Norman. Family in at number 2 this week, vocalist Diana Krall. She has made it back after a brief hiatus. So good to have her music back on the airwaves. Debuting at number 1 on Billboard. She's a bad girl. Yes, she is. Her latest compact disc is called Turn Up the Quiet. Just made it to the top of the Jazz Week charts. You'll find it on the Verve recording label. And then over on the Smooth Jazz charts, he is still going strong, man. Let me tell you, month after month after month, forget about week, Nathan East, he's doing work on bass on his latest for the Yamaha Entertainment Group, his sophomore release called Reverence, in at number 1 on this week's survey. Well, family, it is now time to go back on the line. We have the pleasure of being joined today by a brother out of New Haven, Connecticut. He is celebrating his latest compact disc, which happens to be his debut for the Mac Avenue recording label. Christian Sands hanging out, brother. Thank you once again for making some time for us today.
Of course, man. Thank you for having me.
So congrats, man. Reach made it to the number one position on the Jazz Week charts for a few weeks there. How did that feel?
It felt great, man, especially, you know, because this is the first of many.
Yeah.
You know, so it was good to feel, you know, it was good to kind of be out there and get some recognition and some vibe from it. You know, it was really nice, you know, and it definitely pushes me to just continue and to do better and do more.
Nice. Well, and let me go ahead and recognize again that you are a 5-time Grammy nominee. I definitely see a 6th nominee coming your way and an award as well for this. So
congrats in advance for that, man. Thank you.
Not only are you under the great leadership of Al Pryor on here, but you put in a personal request, which many folks can't even do, but you put in a personal request to have your friend whom you've played with over the years, Christian McBride, to produce the album as well. What did that request do for you in putting all this together?
Well, you know, for me, I wanted Christian McBride to do the record because if anybody knew my playing, it would be him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you think about great producers, when you think about people that work well together, they are people that know each other, you know. And I've been on the road with Christian McBride for maybe 6-7 years.
Wow.
Between maybe longer
Inside
than that, maybe
Straight
years,
and then with,
you know,
the trio as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And especially, you know, when you're young, you know, when you're 18, 19 years old, and then you become 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, you know, so I'm 27 now. So from then, you know, from 19 years old to 27,
wow,
I've been with him and I've been learning from him and I've been watching him and how he works. And he's been listening to me and watching me and learning how I work and how I develop and all that. You know, so I felt, you know, that's just a no-brainer. Like, he has to be a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, especially because this is someone who I admire as a musician, as a man, as a, you know, somebody who I want to aspire to be, you know. And he's somebody who's in my corner, who I have, and I can just talk to, because he's like my older brother, so I can just talk to about anything, you know, whether it's music or not. So, you know, this is somebody who I really want to be a part of this, you know. And he gladly said yes, and I was thankful he did, because he's so busy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he definitely did. But this overall is a trio album. You have bassist Yasushi Nakamura on here, drummer Marcus Baylor, but then you're also featuring some special guests to include Gilad Hexelman on guitar, Marcus Strickland doing work on sax and bass clarinet, percussionist Christian Rivera, and then, of course, Christian McBride coming in on one cut. Is it even legal to have so many Christians on one album, man?
Well, you know, I mean, if there's any doubt where either I come from church or not, you can look at that right there.
It is a blessing for sure, man. It is a blessing. On the line today, Christian Sands. We are talking about his debut for the Mac Avenue recording label. The album is called Reach. It's not just a straight-ahead album, because you're reaching into a wide range of styles on here. I mean, it's bluesy at some point. It's accentuated with some Afro-Cuban movement, some hip-hop flair. Was this your idea to blend all of these styles together, or were you kind of nudged by Christian or Al to do that?
No, this is totally me.
Okay.
And that's also another reason I wanted to put Christian, putting that back in there. Like, I wanted to put Christian on to the record and have him be a part of it, because we're both kind of cut from the same cloth. We both have come from different music backgrounds, and we kind of had to learn how to play jazz, actually.
Wow.
You know? Because I grew up listening to, you know, Motown and you know, Otis Redding and anything from Stax Records and James Brown, you know. I grew up listening to that, and also gospel music, and also Latin music from my neighbors. They had a lot of Latin music playing on. And so I had a lot of that growing up as a child. And then improvisation was just something I just liked to do. So I was actually, I started on classical music, and then I went to jazz, quote unquote jazz studies, at around age 7 or 8. And that's really when I found out what creation was about and what improvisation, what jazz really meant.
Okay.
Was from that. And you, in a similar story with Christian McBride, you know, he used to play a lot of funk. I mean, he still plays funk. As
oh, yeah.
You know,
that old brown, you know, funk. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, and so he says it as well, like he had to learn how to play jazz. He had to learn how to walk a bass line and all that.
Mm.
You know, but for us, you know, Michael Jackson and Prince to us is the same, in the same company as Frank Sinatra is, you know, and Betty Carter or
incredible.
You know, it's the same for us. You know, it's the same for me. You know, so whether I put on, you know, a Nat King Cole record or a Natalie Cole record, you know, it's
wow.
They're both the same for me.
So you are paying homage to some great pianists and keyboardists out there that came before you, Chick Corea, Bud Powell.
Yes.
Were there
yes.
some other pianists that you had in mind when putting this together?
Yeah, there's a few. You know, well, Chick Corea, of course, because, I mean, he's just so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I started listening more intently to his music as I got older. I kind of took a different route, and I was kind of following all the older musicians like Fats Waller, James B. Johnson, and,
oh, wow.
You know, Joe DiMamorosa. Like, I was doing that first before I got, and Herbie was always there because I was always influenced and introduced to him at an early age, and Monk, and, you know, but I kind of want to, you know, do more history and kind of go back, you know, and then I found Bud Powell, and then I found, you know, Herbie Nichols, and then I found all these other people. You know, and then I kind of was reintroduced to Chick at an older age, you know, and that really stuck with me because I kind of knew the fundamentals of the piano. And so it made me understand what Chick was doing even better, you know, and more. So at the time when I was writing and creating music, I was really listening to Chick Corea and really trying to figure out and understand, you know, well, how is he putting things together compositionally, you know? Not about like stylistic playing, but really compositionally, how does he form his music? Because his music is so incredible, you know, from melodies to harmonies to rhythm. I mean, they do a lot, you know. And so I was really interested in how he did that, you know, because I'm also a composer at heart. That's what I do. So,
and you know, I was going to ask you about that because you know, it's 10 cuts on here, one cover, Bill Withers, Use Me. So you wrote the other 9 compositions. Have you always been comfortable in composing, or is this
it's
fresh ground for you?
Day.
Really?
Every day. Yeah. Every day. Some things I don't write down.
Okay.
But I'm always creating because, you know, as a child, I always liked to create, you know, whether it was musically or just, you know, I was also an artist. So I was draw, paint. I just like creation, you know, even,
nice.
You know, when you're a kid and you get the Legos and Lego blocks and all that, like, I would just like to create things. And so, or take things apart and put them back together. And, you know, so with jazz, it's just so much easier because you can do, in composition, you can just create and make things, you know.
Right.
My first composition I wrote, I think I was 3 or 4.
Wow.
I think I wrote it for my dog.
Wait, what was your dog's name?
His name was Pepper.
Really?
Yeah.
That was my first dog's name, man.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I miss old Pepper.
What kind of dog was it? Because mine was a boxer.
Mine was a miniature collie.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Little Lassie.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. So I used to always like to write for things. And, you know, I think I wrote my first earlier compositions were about, like, you know, you're 4 years old, so you write about what you know, which is your fish or your dog or your parents or, you know, your house.
Or your teacher, if she's cute.
Right, or your teacher. You know. That's kind of about it. You know.
You
but, yeah, so I would compose every day, you know, and I still compose every day. It's different now because now you're older. Now you have more substance. Now you've experienced different things. So
Right. Now
I try to experience and capture those experiences and then make them into songs, which is what Reach was all about.
Well, man, lots of layers on everything that you have composed, and I'm looking forward to more of that. Tell me about this this world tour that you're currently on. Where can we look forward to seeing you in the month of June?
Okay, so there's a lot going on. So I'll be going to Atlanta, going to Detroit again, going to D.C., going to, you know, I'm going all over the place, going to Europe with my band, which is, I'm very excited about because this is the first European tour that with my own group, which I'm very, very excited about.
Get some stamps on that passport, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Get more stamps.
Get another
passport now. By this time. You know, going to Germany, going to France, going to Spain, going to Italy, Russia.
You're going all over the damn place.
All over.
That's where you're
all
going. What's your website so that folks can check out the full touring schedule and be able to check out the CD as well?
Yeah, so the website is just simply ChristianSandsJazz.com.
And what about social media?
And social media is pretty much the same, just Christian Sands Jazz. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I think MySpace is still there. People still use it. You want a throwback? There you go.
You on Black Planet too?
You know. But yeah, Snapchat, all that. That's all Christian Sands Jazz for the most part.
Good stuff, man. It has been a pleasure having you on the line today. Pianist Christian Sands, his debut for Mac Avenue Records. It is called Reach. I encourage you to reach out and check it out. Pick it up and support this brother. Looking forward to many more great things to come from you, Christian. And thank you so much for making time for us today.
Thank you for having me. Definitely.
The best dressed pianist in the land, Christian Sands. Hanging out right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Be good, brother.
You too.
Well, family, that is going to put a wrap on the countdown for this week. A big shout to pianist Christian Sands for taking the time to hang out with us today. I do truly appreciate it. Remember, you can download the TuneIn Radio app to your smart device and search for the Cool Jazz Countdown to be able to give this and recent episodes of the program another listen. And you can also subscribe to the Cool Jazz Countdown on iTunes or download the podcast anytime at www.countdown.podomatic.com.
That's right. And don't forget to check us out on Stitcher Radio. That's STITCHER.com or on the Stitcher app for your iPhone or Android device. You can also subscribe to the Countdown. Marcella Shepard, I'm Kyle LaRue. Stick around, more on the line with pianist Christian Sands. Right now, we get back inside this week's countdown. We're up to the number five position where we find Allentown, Pennsylvania native, trumpeter and flugelhornist Rick Braun. He's up next, a man with over 20 number one smooth jazz hits and collaborations under his belt with some of the best in contemporary jazz, including Norman Brown, Brian Culbertson, Boney James, Kirk Whalum, Dave Koz, Peter White, among many others. He's also made a mark working with artists from the pop world like Tom Petty and Rod Stewart. Hey, you know, in fact, it was with the group REO Speedwagon is where he made a name doing songwriting and scoring a big hit with the band before venturing into contemporary jazz and releasing his first solo project. Now, it's on his latest release where Rick puts his multifaceted ability on display, combining original material with clever takes on current popular tunes from the likes of Charlie Puth and Selena Gomez, Alicia Keys, and Coldplay. You'll find this album on the Shaughnessy recording label. It's from trumpeter, flugelhornist Rick Braun. CD's called Around the Horn, and it comes in at number five this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. trumpeter and flugelhornist Rick Braun. His latest release for the Shaughnessy label is called Around the Horn, holding steady in that number five spot this week right here on our survey. And as we move along, you know what? There's just something so sweet about the sound of the vibraphone, the melodic, harmonic nature of the instrument itself, especially when matched with other jazz instruments, sometimes just creates the perfect listening experience. Now, legendary players like Lionel Hampton and Gary Burton set the tone for command of the instrument early on. Steve Nelson made a big splash as a newcomer in the jazz polls at the end of the 1980s, just as the vibes began to reemerge as one of jazz's favorite instruments. Now, ever since, Nelson has firmly established himself as a leader of small ensembles, and he truly showcases his personal voice on the instrument. Such is the case on his latest album, on which Nelson leads a quartet featuring pianist Danny Grissett, bassist Peter Washington, and drummer Lewis Nash. Nelson has put together a set list here that serves as a tribute to the late Mulgrew Miller, a piano legend with whom Nelson enjoyed a long and fruitful musical collaboration and friendship. The CD's called Brothers Under the Sun. It's vibist Steve Nelson with his latest release for the High Note label coming in at number four this week right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Slipping a couple of notches to take this week's number four spot, the latest from vibraphonist Steve Nelson. In tribute to late pianist Mulgrew Miller, Steve Nelson's latest is called Brothers Under the Sun. You'll find it on the High Note label and in the number four spot this week here on our survey. Now, don't forget, we've got even more ways for you to listen to the Cool Jazz Countdown on demand. You can check us out on Stitcher Radio, on the web at Stitcher.com. or on the Stitcher app for your iPhone or Android device. And of course, you can always subscribe to The Countdown on iTunes, on Google Play Music, or download the podcast anytime at your convenience at countdown.podomatic.com. Now, as both a soloist and as one third of the supergroup BWB, Guitarist Norman Brown has remained one of the most prolific players in the game for the past 2.5 decades. His latest release marks his 9th full-length outing as a solo artist. As a Norman Brown fan, personally, and at the risk of repeating myself, you know, there's a little more than just music at work on this new CD, if you ask me. We get a glimpse into the inner being of a man who is deeply reflective and philosophical when it comes to life and all it offers. Norman Brown's BWB bandmates, Kirk Whalum and Rick Braun, as well as famed R&B slash gospel crossover ensemble, The Sounds of Blackness, vocalist Shante Moore and saxophonist Marion Meadows are all featured here on a special project that Norman Brown calls an all-time favorite of his. You'll find it on Shonicky Records. It's called Let It Go. Norman Brown, his latest for Shonicky, Let It Go. Coming in at 3 this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Messages in the music, to be sure. Sounds so good. Guitarist Norman Brown, his latest for the Shonicky label, is called Let It Go. And that comes in at 3 this week here on this week's survey.
Good stuff, brother. Gotta love Norman. Family in at 2 this week, vocalist Diana Krall. She has made it back after a brief hiatus. So good to have her music back on the airwaves. Debuting at 1 on Billboard. She's a bad girl. Yes, she is. Her latest compact disc is called Turn Up the Quiet. Just made it to the top of the Jazz Week charts. You'll find it on the Verve recording label. And then been over on the smooth jazz charts, he is still going strong, man. Let me tell you, month after month after month, forget about week, Nathan East, he's doing work on bass on his latest for the Yamaha Entertainment Group, his sophomore release called Reverence, and at number one on this week's survey. Well, family, it is now time to go back on the line. We have the pleasure of being joined today by a brother out of New Haven, Connecticut. He is celebrating his latest compact disc, which happens to be his debut for the Mac Avenue recording label. Christian Sands hanging out, brother. Thank you once again for making some time for us today.
Of course, man. Thank you for having me.
So congrats, man. Reach made it to the number one position on the Jazz Week charts for a few weeks there. How did that feel?
It felt great, man, especially, you know, because this is the first of many.
Yeah.
You know, so it was good to feel, you know, it was good to kind of be out there and get some recognition and some vibe from it. You know, it was really nice, you know, and it definitely pushes me to just continue and to do better and do more.
Nice. Well, and let me go ahead and recognize again that you are a 5-time Grammy nominee. I definitely see a 6th nominee coming your way and an award as well for this. So
congrats in advance for that, man. Thank you.
Not only are you under the great leadership of Al Pryor on here, but you put in a personal request, which many folks can't even do, but you put in a personal request to have your friend whom you've played with over the years, Christian McBride, to produce the album as well. What did that request do for you in putting all this together?
Well, you know, for me, I wanted Christian McBride to do the record because if anybody knew my playing, it would be him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you think about great producers, when you think about people that work well together, they are people that know each other. You know, and I've been on the road with Christian McBride for maybe 6-7 years.
Wow.
Between maybe longer
Inside
than that, maybe
Straight
years,
and then with,
you know,
the trio as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And especially, you know, when you're young, you know, when you're 18, 19 years old, and then you become 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, you know, so I'm 27 now. So from then, you know, from 19 years old to 27,
wow,
I've been with him and I've been learning from him and I've been watching him and how he works. And he's been listening to me and watching me and learning how I work and how I develop and all that. You know, so I felt, you know, that's just a no-brainer. Like, he has to be a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, especially because this is someone who I admire as a musician, as a man, as a, you know, somebody who I want to aspire to be, you know. And he's somebody who's in my corner, who I have, and I can just talk to, because he's like my older brother, so I can just talk to about anything, you know, whether it's music or not. So, you know, this is somebody who I really want to be a part of this, you know, and he gladly said yes, and I was thankful he did, because he's so busy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he definitely did. But this overall is a trio album. You have bassist Yasushi Nakamura on here, drummer Marcus Baylor, but then you're also featuring some special guests to include Gilad Hexelman on guitar, Marcus Strickland doing work on sax and bass clarinet, percussionist Christian Rivera, and then, of course, Christian McBride coming in on one cut. Is it even legal to have so many Christians on one album, man?
Well, you know, I mean, if there's any doubt where either I come from church or not, you can look at that right there.
It is a blessing for sure, man. It is a blessing. On the line today, Christian Sands. We are talking about his debut for the Mac Avenue recording label. The album is called Reach. It's not just a straight-ahead album, because you're reaching into a wide range of styles on here. I mean, it's bluesy at some point. It's accentuated with some Afro-Cuban movement, some hip-hop flair. Was this your idea to blend all of these styles together, or were you kind of nudged by Christian or Al to do that?
No, this is totally me.
Okay.
And that's also another reason I wanted to put Christian, putting that back in there. Like, I wanted to put Christian on to the record and have him be a part of it, because we're both kind of cut from the same cloth. We both have come from different music backgrounds, and we kind of had to learn how to play jazz, actually.
Wow.
You know? Because I grew up listening to, you know, Motown and you know, Otis Redding and anything from Stax Records and James Brown, you know. I grew up listening to that, and also gospel music, and also Latin music from my neighbors. They had a lot of Latin music playing on. And so I had a lot of that growing up as a child. And then improvisation was just something I just liked to do. So I was actually, I started on classical music, and then I went to jazz, quote unquote jazz studies, at around age 7 or 8. And that's really when I found out what creation was about and what improvisation, what jazz really meant.
Okay.
Was from that. And in a similar story with Christian McBride, you know, he used to play a lot of funk. I mean, he still plays funk. As
oh, yeah.
You know,
that old brown, you know, funk. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, and so he says it as well, like he had to learn how to play jazz. He had to learn how to walk a bass line and all that.
Mm.
You know, but for us, you know, Michael Jackson and Prince to us is the same, in the same company as Frank Sinatra is, you know, and Betty Carter. Or
incredible.
You know, it's the same for us. You know, it's the same for me. You know, so whether I put on, you know, a Nat King Cole record or a Natalie Cole record, you know, it's
wow.
They're both the same for me.
So you are paying homage to some great pianists and keyboardists out there that came before you, Chick Corea, Bud Powell.
Yes.
Were there
yes.
some other pianists that you had in mind when putting this together?
Yeah, there's a few. You know, well, Chick Corea, of course, because, I mean, he's just so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I started listening more intently to his music as I got older. I kind of took a different route, and I was kind of following all the older musicians like Fats Waller, James B. Johnson, and,
oh, wow.
You know, Joe DiMamorosa. Like, I was doing that first before I got... And Herbie was always there because I was always influenced and introduced to him at an early age, and Monk, and, you know. But I kind of want to, you know, do more history and kind of go back and back, you know. And then I found Bud Powell, and then I found, you know, Herbie Nichols, and then I found all these other people. You know, and then I kind of was reintroduced to Chick at an older age, you know, and that really stuck with me because I kind of knew the fundamentals of the piano. And so it made me understand what Chick was doing even better, you know, and more. So at the time when I was writing and creating music, I was really listening to Chick Corea and really trying to figure out and understand, you know, well, how is he putting things together compositionally, you know? Not about like stylistic playing, but really compositionally, how does he form his music? Because his music is so incredible, you know, from melodies to harmonies to rhythm. I mean, they do a lot, you know. And so I was really interested in how he did that, you know, because I'm also a composer at heart. That's what I do. So,
and you know, I was going to ask you about that because you know, it's 10 cuts on here, one cover, Bill Withers, Use Me. So you wrote the other 9 compositions. Have you always been comfortable in composing, or is this it's fresh ground for you?
Day.
Really?
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Some things I don't write down.
Okay.
But I'm always creating because, you know, as a child, I always liked to create, you know, whether it was musically or just, you know, I was also an artist. So I was draw, paint. I just like creation, you know, even
nice.
You know, when you're a kid and you get the Legos and Lego blocks and all that, like I would just like to create things. And so or take things apart and put them back together, and you know, so with jazz it's just so much easier because you can do in composition, you can just create and make things, you know.
Right.
My first composition I wrote, I think I was 3 or 4.
Wow.
I think I wrote it for my dog.
Wait, what was your dog's name?
His name was Pepper.
Really?
Yeah.
That was my first dog's name, man.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I miss old Pepper.
What kind of dog was it? Because mine was a boxer.
Mine was a miniature collie.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
little Lassie.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. So I used to always like to write for things. And, you know, I think I wrote my first earlier compositions were about, like, you know, you're 4 years old, so you write about what you know, which is your fish or your dog or your parents or, you know. Your house.
Or your teacher, if she's cute.
Right, or your teacher. You know? That's kind of about it. You know.
You
but, yeah, so I would compose every day, you know, and I still compose every day. It's different now because now you're older. Now you have more substance. Now you've experienced different things. So
right.
Now I try to experience and capture those experiences and then make them into songs, which is what Reach was all about.
Well, man, lots of layers on everything that you have composed, and I'm looking forward to more of that. Tell me about this this world tour that you're currently on. Where can we look forward to seeing you in the month of June?
Okay, so there's a lot going on. So I'll be going to Atlanta, going to Detroit again, going to D.C., going to, you know, I'm going all over the place, going to Europe. with my band, which is, I'm very excited about, because this is the first European tour that
oh, nice.
With my own group, which I'm very, very excited about.
Get some stamps on that passport, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Get more stamps.
Another
passport now. By this time. You know, going to Germany, going to France, going to Spain, going to Italy, Russia.
You're going all over the damn place.
All over.
That's where you're
all
going. What's your website so that folks can check out the full touring schedule and be able to check out the CD as well?
Yeah, so the website is just simply ChristianSamsJazz.com.
And what about social media?
And social media is pretty much the same, just Christian Sands Jazz. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I think MySpace is still there. People still use it. You want a throwback? There you go.
You on Black Planet too?
It, you know, but Snapchat, all that. That's all Christian fans. Yeah, for the most part.
Good stuff, man. It has been a pleasure having you on the line today. Pianist Christian Sands, his debut for Mac Avenue Records. It is called Reach. I encourage you to reach out and check it out. Pick it up and support this brother. Looking forward to many more great things to come from you, Christian. And thank you so much for making time for us today.
Thank you for having me. Definitely.
The best dressed pianist in the land, Christian Sands. Hanging out right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Be good, brother.
You too.
Well, family, that is going to put a wrap on the countdown for this week. A big shout to pianist Christian Sands for taking the time to hang out with us today. I do truly appreciate it. Remember, you can download the TuneIn Radio app to your smart device and search for the Cool Jazz Countdown to be able to give this and recent episodes of the program another listen. And you can also subscribe to the Cool Jazz Countdown on iTunes or download the podcast anytime at www.countdown.podomatic.com.
That's right. And don't forget to check us out on Stitcher Radio. That's STITCHER.com, or on the Stitcher app for your iPhone or Android device. You can also subscribe to The Countdown on iTunes, on Google Play Music, or download the podcast anytime at countdown.podomatic.com.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Chair Media and TVM Productions. Our show is mixed and edited by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, this is Marcellus Shepard, the bass man. Follow me on Instagram at The Man with the Voice.
And this is Kyle LaRue, thanking you as always for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. We'll see you next time right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.